Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Nun Dalet Omud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem are going to finish off Simen Shin Pei Dalet and start Shin Pei He. So we're up to Sif Beis in Simen Shin Pei Dalet. On the second line, the Mechaber starts and he tells us, Anshei Chayil HaMelech, if you have a garrison of the king's troops, non-Jewish troops, Shenichlesu Bevatei HaYehudim, who entered into the Jewish people houses, so there were no previously living in that neighborhood Goyim, and now we have suddenly Goyim that have entered into that neighborhood, and this would normally, if a non-Jewish person dwells there, that would normally ruin the Erev Chatzeros. So, in this situation, whether they came in Bein Bechazaka, Bein Birotso, whether they came in by force, or whether they were invited in willingly, Im Yesh Labale Batim Ba'oson Mekomos Shenichnesu Ha'eno Yehudim Kelim Sha'osu L'Taltu L'Mishabes, if the Jewish people that live over there have still rights to put kelim that are forbidden to be moved on Shabbos in those houses that the non-Jewish troops have now occupied. In other words, the Jewish people still have rights in those houses that the non-Jewish people are occupying. So then the Mechaber tells us, Einon Osrim Aleim. So then the non-Jewish people that are dwelling there now do not ruin it for the Jewish people to carry with their Eruv Chatzeros. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Vav. This is true whether they came in by force or whether they came in voluntarily. So the Mishneh Berurah says, Hikshu Mefarshim, Mefarshim question over here. Daha b'sif alef, we really learned in yesterday's shir, it was explained, Mavur, Dishalo b'rishus eino osur klal. If they didn't have permission to come in, if they just came in and strong-armed their way in, they came in without permission, they don't ruin it. So why over here do we say if they came in with force, bein b'chazaka, that they ruin it? So the Mishneh Berurah answers with Teretzu. The answer is given that here we're talking the Mairi Shemis Achsinim al Pidino de Machusa. Here the king has the right to quarter troops in that area even against their wishes. Those are the rules of the land. Dina de Machusa Dina. As the Dirshu footnote number 6 explains, Im Hachayolim Rak Yeshonim Bebatim, they ain't an Ochlim Shem, if they're just sleeping in those houses but they don't eat over there, so then the Chazon Ish is not certain if they would ruin it in that situation. Because even though Biafo Pisha Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Ayin taught us that Mokom Heachila Hu Aikar, that where you eat is the critical factor, in this situation, Yitochi maybe Shekivin Shai Chayolim Hu Yomadifim Shavil Hemesapas Lebatim, they would prefer that they ate in the houses that they were dwelling in now, maybe. So the Chazon Ish is not sure in this situation. But because of Dina de Malchus Dina, they have the right to be there. As the Mishneh Berurah continues, and he writes, Kimo Shenog, She'an Shei Chayolim Boim Le'ir, when you have the troops coming to the town, Hapakidim Kovim Mekomos Bi'at HaChayel Bebotei Ha'ir. The heads of the army have the right to go and demand quartering in those people's houses that live in that city. And even if they were to object and say, no, we don't want to house the troops, Nami Osir, they would still ruin it, the troops would ruin it, because they have the right to be there. The Hapokid Yeshlo Rishusel, the head of the army over here, would have the right to tell the head of the city, we demand that our troops be quartered over here, and our rights are Min Hamalchus. They're the king's demanding that we stay over here, and therefore we have the right to be here. Uchenichnas birishus domi. In this situation, when you're dealing with a garrison of troops, so it's as if they have permission to be there. They're not considered just strong-armed like we had in the Sif Aleph, where they wouldn't ruin it. However, the Mishneh Berurah says, V'im mishana hapokit mechok shenosan hamelech, however, if the king doesn't allow this to happen, and it's just somebody over here that is doing it with a strong arm, so then Hareyu Kisharakum, they know also. Then it would be exactly like we learned in Sifalit, that if somebody pushes their way in, but they don't have any rights to be there, so then they wouldn't in fact ruin it for everybody. The Chazon Ish over here as well, in Dirshu footnote number 7, brings down the name of the Vilna Gaon based upon the Yerushalmi. Shingam benichna sanachri bechazoka, shelo apididin the mechusa. Even in a situation where the non-Jewish person comes in without the rights of the king, without the rights of the government, im yesh b'kocho lahotzi es habalim midiraso, nidon hu kibal v'yoser, if they're physically able to go kick the Jewish people out, so then they are considered over there that they would ruin it for the Erev Chatzeros. However, v'im eini yochol l'salik es habalim, but if they don't have the ability to go and kick the Jewish owners out, eino oser, then they don't ruin it, afilu b'nichnas apichok, even if they come in over here and have the government backing behind it, but if they don't have the right to kick the Jewish people out, so then the Chazon Ish says, then they wouldn't be considered Oser in this situation. And he concludes and he says he's surprised that the Mishneh Berurah did not bring down this opinion of the Vilna Gaon. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "Ubesefer Mishkanus Yaakov." He brings down from the Mishkanus Yaakov and Simon Kufyud Beis, who disagrees. Cholik legamri up Saka Mechaber. He totally disagrees with this Saka Mechaber, and he holds Vedaito, the Mishkanus Yaakov's opinion is the legabi an shechayel in regard to soldiers. Tomid birishus balim kaima ushman olav. The soldiers over here are considered constantly within the house of the original dwellers over there, and the name of the house remains upon the original dwellers. And in any situation over here where the troops are quartered, he disagrees with the Mechaber, and he says that they wouldn't ruin it for the Jewish people's ability to carry. Then the Mechaber told us that if the Jewish people still have rights to keep their property, their vessels in the houses, then the non-Jewish troops don't ruin it for them. And the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin says, "Ayin in the Bir Halacha." I discuss this in more detail in the Bir Halacha. And if you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masku, Kalim Shasu Letaltulam, the Chafetz Chaim brings down Hikshu Mafarshim. The Mafarshim ask over here, the Mavur Shem we learned in Simon Shin Pei Beis a couple of days ago, the Kol Sheyeshlo Rishush Lohaniach Shum Kli. Gam kein sagi, as long as you have the right to go and put any vessel over there, doesn't have to be a vessel that's also letalto b'Shabbos, it still establishes that you're considered an owner there and the people wouldn't ruin it for you. And he brings down from the Elyar Rabbah that over there in Shin Pei Beis, it was different, shiny. Da'idei zeh have a kisriro lakita, because in this situation you become like a renter or a lokit. As opposed to here, Mashay King Hocha, Duhu Balabais, you're the owner over there. So the fact that you have ability to put some utensils over there, that doesn't make the Akam over here into your guest. The only way that would establish that you still have rights over there is if you had Kalim Shasurim Latalto, things that can't be moved out over there. And therefore, this situation is different than what we learned in Shin Pei Beis. And he brings down, Chofetz Chaim does, that this is the opinion of the Chai Adam as well. However, he says the Graz holds like the Shulchan Aruch. Finally, he concludes that the Magen Avraham is mashma, he's mitzadid. Lahalka was there, he takes the leading opinion here as well. Sivkot and Ches in the Mishnah Berurah, he writes, Desu hevilei hayakum etzlo rak yorech lefi shoh. If you have the rights over there still to put stuff in your house where the akum, the troops, are now garrisoned, so then they are still considered your orech, only on a temporary basis, as we've already learned, kedel b'sim and shenai and sith beis, and therefore they wouldn't ruin it for you. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes in Sivkot and Tes that in this situation, while they don't ruin it for you, ain osum aleim avolim ain lo tvisas yad. If you don't have the rights over there still in your apartment, and the akum, the troops that are garrisoned there, are totally in control of that apartment, osir, they do ruin it for you. Im shor yosim yishol shem yom, but this is only if they're there for a period of time more than 30 days, and im ain oragil, and if they don't regularly do this. So in this situation, they would only ruin it for you after a 30-day period of time, chanal, as we already explained in yesterday's shir. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Ozvav points out an additional din, and he says if the Sar HaIr has the right to kick the officers out from the houses at any time that he wants to, then Einan Osum L'Kuliyam. He brings down from the Pisrei Tshuva that in this situation, the troops would not ruin caring for the Jewish people who made an Erev Chatzeres over here. The issue footnote number 8 brings down from the Chazon Ish, Shagam ba'ofen shesarir ena yachol hotzi esachayolam yabayis, even if the head of the city doesn't have the right to kick the troops out of the houses, mikol makom im scharu es harishus mehasar ena osrim. If they purchase the right, so to say, from the sar of the ear to be there, even though the sar can't kick them out, that is also considered that the troops would not ruin it for the Jewish people to carry. And he adds, and even though the Sarah ear, once he's, so to say, taking the money and giving them over the rights to the house, has no right to kick him out or no right to even go into that chotzer, nevertheless, they're considered over here like renters that have passed their rental period of time, which we've already explained in the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Shin Pei Beis, Shalom Bot La Schiris, the Schiris is not considered over at that point. And therefore, as we pointed out, they would not ruin it on the Jewish townspeople. With this, we conclude Simon Shin Pei Dalet, and now we begin the Simon Shin Pei He, which deals with the din of a tztuki and a kusi and a mumar be'erev. We'll explain all of these terms as we reach to them. But the first term we're going to start off with is the tztuki, and the Mechaber tells us in Sif Aleph, tztuki harehu ki Yisrael umavatel rishus. A tztuki, who is a Jewish person, who is a follower of Tzaddik and Baisis, as we'll see in a moment, he is halachically a Jew, and in this regard, he is considered a Jew in ability to go mimavatos rishus to other Jews on Shabbos. However, Avol Eruv, Eino Moel, but he can't participate in an Eruv Chatzeros. Why? Kivan she'eno moda be'era. Because unfortunately, the people that were tzdukim were not believers in the Torah Shebaal Peh. They didn't believe in rabbinical enactments, and they didn't believe that there was such a thing as an Erev Chatzeros. And in order to be able to participate in an Erev Chatzeros, you have to believe that an Erev Chatzeros will work, and that it's rabbinically ordained that you do so. And therefore, while a tzduki is still retaining the rights to be considered a Jewish person in regards to the ability to be mevatel his property, as opposed to a non-Jewish person who is not allowed to be mevatel his property, but you must rent from him the rights, a tzduki can be mevatel his property. But a tzduki is not considered to be a halachic Jew in the sense that he can go and participate in an Erev Chatzeros. So he must be mevatel his rights in this situation. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkar Nalev that tzdukim were called al-shem tzaduk u'baisis. These were two individuals who lived in the times of the Gemara. Behem hanotim l'apikorsus. Rashi explains that the Gemara tells us that they were, unfortunately, apikorsim. They were people who were heretics. The einon ma'aminim b'torah shebaal peh, and they didn't believe really in the Torah shebaksav, but they certainly didn't believe in the Torah shebaal peh. And therefore, even though they aren't believers in the Torah Shebaal Peh, Linyan Zehu Ki Yisrael. Halachically, they are over here considered halachically Jewish. Shemoel Kishemavatel Rishus. As I explained, we consider them able to be Mavatel, the Rishus, to another Jewish person, so that they remove themselves, the Tzduki, that is, removes himself from being a member of the courtyard, and whose Mavatel Rishus to the other Jew or Jews that are there, they can now carry within their Erev Chatzeros, or if it's only one other person he's allowed to carry there, he doesn't need to have an Erev Chatzeros. And the Mishnah continues, and he says, V'af al pi shebevadai mechalo Shabbos b'fahesya al koponim b'yisad rabbonon, even though they certainly are mechalo Shabbos, on a deraisa level, publicly, and at least certainly on a derabbonon level, and we are going to learn, V'isa b'sif gimel, the af bazeh harei uka'akam, that such a person who's mechalo Shabbos b'fahesya is considered over here like a non-Jewish person, and wouldn't be able to be mevatel his rishus, and you'd have to go and rent and acquire the rishus from him in that fashion. Nevertheless, tzduki shiny. A tzduki is different over here than Mechal Shabbos b'fahesya. Why is that? Because the tzdukim are muchsoch kach miyemei avosov. Because a tzduki learned this way in his parents' house growing up. Uminag avosov biado. And he's essentially functioning like a child of his father. And he's just following the routines that he's been taught as a child. And Dirshu footnote number one explains, Ubatama Dover, he brings that for the Beis Yosef, Shekivan Shemino Gavosa Biyado, since he's just routinely following what he learned in his father's house, he is halachically considered Hareyu Ketino Shenishba. He's like a child that was captured by Goyim and wasn't raised in a Jewish environment and therefore doesn't know anything. Umezit Shelo, even though he's intentionally doing this Chilu Shabbos, Hu Ka'ones, he's halachically considered as if he is doing it inadvertently, he's doing it accidentally. And therefore, the Einu Nasa Mumer, he's not considered over here a Mumer, a person who's a heretic, Achiyavor B'mezit, until he's taught, no, this is Jewish law that you're not allowed to do this, and he says, I'm doing it anyway. In that situation, he turns from being a Tzduki into being a Mumer. And this is the opinion, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ken Kosa B'Beis Yosef. This is the opinion of the Mechaber in the Beis Yosef. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'das kama poskim, many of the poskim, and you can see who they are in a moment when we learn the Shaar Etzion Os Beis, but for now, these poskim all hold the Af Tzduki Shemachal Shabbos B'Fahesya Dino Kakum. They disagree over here with the more lenient opinion of the Mechaber that says that they aren't considered, even though they're Mechal Shabbos B'Fahesya, they aren't considered over here like an Akum, but they're considered like Tinok Shanishba, but these other poskim disagree with that, and they hold that he's considered like an Akam, and you'd have to go and acquire the rights from him if you're going to go and carry in that yard with an Erev Chatzeros, as the Mishnah Berurah says, V'naf Gemina B'chozeh Le'inyan Karoyim Shivzmanenu. A practical application of this is, what is the status of the Karoyim nowadays? The Karoyim are also people that only believe in the Torah Shebaal Peh and not the Torah Shebaksav. So they, Shebevadeh Mechal in Shabbos B'Fahesya Al Kopon B'Mila D'Rabbanon, the Karoyim are definitely over Chil Shabbos, either on a Deraisa level or at least certainly on a D'Rabbanon level, and Ein Yecholim Levato Rishus Ad Sheyiskor Mehem. According to this more stringent opinion of these poskim, they would not be allowed to go and be Mevato the Rishus. The Karoyim would have the same status over here as the Tzdukim, according to the more Machmer opinion, and you'd have to go and rent from them their Rishus, but they couldn't be Mevato it, and they couldn't participate in Erev Chatzeros. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar Etzion Os Beis says that this more strict opinion is based upon Tosos and the Rosh, also the opinion of the Riaz, brought down the Shulta Giborim, and the Ritva. And this is probably also the opinion of the Rambam as well. And he holds that the Tzdukim that you would be allowed to be Mevatel Rishus from you could go and acquire from them just by being mevatalit, is only talking about if they're not mechal Shabbos with a hesya. And even if you want to say that minog avoseinu biyodeihem, even if you want to say that they're only doing it like a tinok shenishba, says the chol ikaratam degazu ba'akum kedesh lo olumi masav. So even so, maybe they're not doing it on purpose because they're not really mazed, but the whole reason why the rabbis instituted it over here with an akum that you have to make over here an acquisition from them, you have to rent the rights from them, is you shouldn't learn from their misdeeds. So the tzdukim are no different. You're also going to learn from them incorrect behavior. And therefore, why would there be any difference over here, even though it's only minhag avosinu biyodeihem, and therefore the machmir opinion would hold over here that they are no different. Mechal Shabbos tzduki is no different than an akum. He adds that it's a pella that the Taz and the Mogen of Rome don't bring down this more machmir opinion over here. And the Elyar Rabba holds like this as well, like the Machmir over here, and he brings down for the Korban Nasano the same thing. Shehevi b'shem poskim delinin karoyim shizmanenu bevadi yesh lahachmir. And the karoyim nowadays definitely have the same halachic status over here. You have to be Machmir and not allow them to be mevatel rishus. You have to go and acquire the rishus from them through a rental. Dirshu, footnotes number 2 and number 3 bring down the opinion of the Chazon Ish, which is slightly different. Ayin shum in these footnotes. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis concludes, and he says that the Mechaber is telling us over here that an Erev Chatzeros they can't participate in Rotz Lomar, Apim Nosan Chelik Beir, even if they gave you food for the Erev Chatzeros, they put in a matzah, in the box of matzos. Nevertheless, Eino Mola, it doesn't help, but Oser Aleim, and they will in fact still ruin it for all the people carrying over there, Achi Vatal Rishu Sod Lohen, unless according to the first lenient opinion over here of the Mechaber, that you go and be Mevatal the Rishus, that Tztuki has to be Mevatal the Rishus to the other Jewish people there. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, he says, this is not only the tztukim, the lav davka mikasa tztukim uchiyai gavna. It's not only this din applying to the tztukim or people like them, she'ena modim b'tor shebal peh, that don't believe in the Torah shebal peh. This would apply, this din, that you can't over here accept them to participate in the Erev Chatzeros. It doesn't only apply to people that are totally off the derech, it even applies hu adin imrak ena modim b'mitzas erev. It even applies to people that just don't admit to the din of Erev Chatzeros. They also ain't a yochel litein chelik bearer. They can't participate in Erev Chatzeros, and they would have to be mevatel the rishus. With this, we conclude today's shir.